The Gemara on Daf Samech Hei Amar Aleph teaches us Amar B'Sheishes Mishmur Ablozim and Azaria. Yochal and Yiliftes Kol Olam Kulay. He makes a very strong statement. I could take the entire world and make them not be held liable min hadin, from the din v'cheshmin that we're all going to have to give. Yom Shebeis Beis Hamikdash, Yom Shachar Beis Hamikdash V'arachshav. From the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed till today, Shenema, because the pasuk says, L'chein Shimul Na'ali Zois Aniyah V'shikuras Meloi Miyayin, that Klal Yisrael are considered in the category of a shikur because of all of the tzaris that we are suffering. Ask the Gemara, is a shikur excluded from being responsible for his actions? Doesn't the Braisa say, Shikur, Mecha Mecher, or Memka Mecher, his business transactions are considered valid. Vim Ova Averish Yesh B'Misa, if he transgresses an Aver for which there's a Chiv Misa, Memisa Naisai, they would indeed punish him that way. If he did an Aver for which there's Malkus, Chas V'Shalom, Malka Naisai, he would get Malkus. Klolish Adavel, the rule is, Hareyu Kibikechel Kodvarov, he's considered full-fledged intelligent, Elish Apotam in a Tefillah, he's not obligated in tefillah. So ask the Gemara, so we see that he is obligated in everything and he's held responsible for everything. What's pshat in this Gemara? Answers the Gemara, Ma Yecholni, not Liftar, says the Gemara, what it's meant when it says Yecholni Liftar, it means indeed midin tefillah. That we're not held responsible for our tefillah. We can't daven pass properly because we don't have the right ability to have kavana. But there's a beautiful pshat that I saw from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the only reason a person is able to accomplish anything in life is because we have the ability to daven. The person who davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives him the ability to fulfill his mitzvahs, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Because, first of all, when we daven to have the financial ability to fulfill mitzvahs, to buy dalet minim, sukkah, etc. And we have the strength and the intelligence to properly fulfill the mitzvahs. But if we can't daven, then we can't do the mitzvahs. So actually, says the Chassam Sofer, if so, we're potter, even from the mitzvahs, because if we can't daven, we can't do the mitzvahs either. However, and that's what the Gemara continues to say later in our shir, right later on this Amid, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, if somebody doesn't have the proper concentration, al yispalo, he shouldn't daven. Mishim shenemar, because the pasuk says, there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, is this indeed a pasuk? Is there a pasuk that says this? But the Gemara quotes a pasuk, either some Tosfos says it's a compilation of concepts that is said in Pesukim. Rashi says it's a pasuk in Ben Sira, but the pasuk says b'tzar al yoira. When somebody's b'tzar, when he doesn't have that clarity of mind, al yoira, he can't paskin halacha. And just like he can't paskin halacha, he obviously cannot daven either because he doesn't have the proper concentration. The Miri says that the Gemara doesn't mean that you shouldn't daven at all. But what the Gemara means to say, says the Miri, as we learned in Masechet Brachos, that there's a concept of a tefillah k'tzara, that under certain circumstances, one may be mispalel tefillah k'tzara. Says the Miri, that's what the Gemara means here, that when you can't concentrate, you could only be obligated, perhaps, to daven a tefillah k'tzara. The Ben Yayoda says what the Gemara means here is a tefillah nedava. Many times the Shulchan Aruch, we learned in Masechet Brachos as well, speak about a tefillah nedava. Says the Ben Yoyada, what the Gemara means to say here is that we can't daven a tefillah katsara, that we can't daven a tefillas nedava nowadays. Because how could somebody take on to daven an extra tefillah when he doesn't have the proper kavana? But the three tefillas that we're obligated to daven every day, of course, still apply very much. Still apply very much, because otherwise, how could we ever not daven? And the Gemara continues with the same concept. Amar Belezer, Habamin Aderek Al Yispalu Shloish Yomin. Somebody comes home from a trip, should not daven for 3 days. Shenemar Vekapsei Mahanor Habo Al Achva. I gather them at the river. Venachnu Sham Shloishim Yom Vavina Ba'am. That for the 3 days, till the 3 days, he didn't really pay attention because he didn't have yet the ability to concentrate. And says the Gemara further, Avu d'shmo ki osa be'urcha, Avu d'shmo, when he came from a trip, lo matzle tlois yomi, wouldn't daven for the first 3 days. Shmo lo matzle be'beis adish be'shikra, Shmo would not daven in a home where there was the smell of beer, of the alcohol disturbed him from concentrating. Rapapa lo matzle be'beis adish be'charsana, there were the fried fish, again the smell prevented him from davening. And because davening requires proper concentration. Interestingly enough to point out, the Paiskim say, from here we see that a person still considered to be on the road for 3 days after he came home. As the Gemara says, for the first 3 days after you came home, they're still considered as if they're traveling. So the Paiskim say from here that one who comes home from a trip and has to say Birchas HaGoymo has the right to say Birchas HaGoymo, has the right to say Birchas HaGoymo up to 3 days from when till when he comes home. Others I saw wanted to suggest that's not the minig, that you shouldn't say Birchas HaGoymo until the 3 days are up. But our meaning is that until it's 3 days from when you came home, if you say Birchas HaGoymel from coming home from a trip, you could still say it for 3 days. The Chasam Sofer also takes the approach that this Gemara doesn't mean the regular tefillah. Tefillah we have to daven under all circumstances. He says that the tefillah meant here is special tefillahs that are composed under certain circumstances. And because those tefillahs are composed for certain circumstances, you can't daven unless you have the proper concentration. Interestingly enough, also, the Marashah says, how do we take from this pasuk that we just read of the Vakapse Malanoa Habo Ala Akva, V'nachnasham Yomim Shloisha Vavino? So there it's talking about the Ezra gathering the people. What does that have to do with the tefillah? So he says that the main tefillah, the most important tefillah that we daven when we daven, is Atah Choinein L'Adam Das. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for intelligence. Vavino, Ezra said he couldn't come to intelligence, he couldn't come to concentration until 3 days, and our main tefillah is Atah Choinein. So I sort of mafarshim ask, if that's the case, that when somebody is on the road, he can't have the proper concentration, so we know that Yaakov Avinu composed Tfilas Arvis when he was on the way from Beersheva to Charan. So how could he compose a tefillah if you don't daven at all when you're on the road lacking the concentration? So some say that we know that the Iyun Yaakov asked this question. So one teretz he gives is that we know that Yaakov Avinu had Malachim who protected him while he was on the road. So those Malachim, because he had that protection, he was able to have the proper concentration. Another pshat is that Yaakov, that indeed is the reason why somebody who is on the road, that why halach is that tefillas arvis is a rishus and not a chayva. Because that exactly is the lesson, that we only have to daven when we are able to daven, not when, if we're not able to concentrate, we're not obligated to daven. Which, of course, this is a very difficult answer, because we know that we all daven. And Yaakov Avinu certainly wouldn't have composed the tefillah in a time when we're not able to daven. So the approach that most Mefarshim take to this Gemara is that really every person has to look at his own situation. And if the and not just does the person have to look at a situation, everything should be done that the tefillah should be able to be conducted in a way that it should lead to the utmost concentration. And therefore, I saw, for example, a tshuva from the Rivash that says the seating in the shul should be made, should be constructed in a way that it's inducive to people being able to be mispalo properly. And therefore, if a shul is created where there are people, like a theater style, maybe that, so he can suggest that maybe people on the bottom don't see everything that's going on and therefore may not be able to have that level of concentration when they don't see everything that's happening in the shul. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that our Gemara is really teaching us two separate halachas. One halacha the Gemara is teaching us is the requirement that when one is mispalil, that when one is mispalil, he has to make sure that the place is completely clean. And therefore, if there's a smell that isn't a good smell, you're not allowed to daven in such a place. And besides the halacha that you have to be careful to be mispalil in a place that is clean, you also have to daven in a place that's conducive to have the proper concentration. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Tzadiches Tzif Beis Paskins Lo Yispalil B'mokim Sheesh B'idovah Shmevatel Kavanosoi. You shouldn't be davening in a place where there's something that takes away your kavanah. V'loy B'shoh HaMevatel Kavanosoi. Not at a time where you don't have the proper concentration. The Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody has a tzar, or he just came back from a trip and he needs to rest for a moment, he shouldn't daven at that moment. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues, quoting the Hagos Maimonides, and this is the opinion of many other Rishonim as well. V'achshav ein anu nisharim because nowadays we're not that careful, because ein anu nisharim because ein anu mechavnu kol kach b'tfilah. We anyway don't have that much kavanah when we daven. So since we don't have that much kavanah anyway when we daven, so to wait till we'll have the proper concentration, we'll never daven. And it seems that the explanation of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that the Shulchan Aruch is saying, as we quoted many Rishonim, we're mechuyev to daven, we're obligated to daven 3 times a day. So of course we're supposed to daven in a way that leads to proper concentration. But if by doing so we will never daven, because we're always going to be trying to have the proper concentration, then the halacha is that we should daven anyway, because otherwise it'll turn out that we'll never daven. But the Prima Gadim says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, one is obligated to do everything he can to daven, to create an environment that he should daven in the proper way. But there's a very fundamental question that the Paiskim discuss. When we speak here about one davening, and the Shulchan Aruch says, you daven even if you don't have the proper kavanah, because otherwise you'll never daven. Does that mean even by Birchas Avos, that if you're going to be able to be mispalo at least Birchas Avos with Kavona, then you should daven. But if by the first three brachas you can't have the proper Kavona, by Birchas Avos, by the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, then you shouldn't daven at all? Or does this halacha even apply to the first three brachas as well? And actually, there's a stira, there are stiras in the Shulchan Aruch. If we look in Siman Peites, in Siman Peites, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, Hatzamei v'harov, somebody who's thirsty or hungry, heim b'chlal ha-choylem, they're considered like a choyla, v'im einim y'choylem l'chavim datam, if they can't have the proper kavana, rishoyim lecho lishtois koydim atfilo, they could eat and drink before davening, because otherwise they won't be able to have the proper kavana. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Dalet Sif Vav says that if somebody can't have kavana even by the Birchas Avos, then you can't. Then you shouldn't daven. So here we have the following situation: the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Dalet Sif Vav is paskening very clearly that if you don't have kavana by the first three brachas, or if you can't have kavana by the first three brachas, don't daven. Let's read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Chayil mispalo, the Shulchan Aruch says mispalo afilu shoych v'atzidoi, even if he's laying on his side, v'ush yachal chavent v'atay, as long as he has kavana. But if he can't have kavana, the halacha is that he should not daven. Whereas if we look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Tes, it says that you should daven. If you should do whatever you can to create a situation that you should be able to daven with kavana. But if you can't, then daven anyway. So how do we understand the words of the Shulchan Aruch here? That on one hand it says that if you can't daven, if you can't have kavana, but the first three brachas, that don't daven. And on the other hand, as we learn now in Siman Tzadik Ches, or we learn in Siman Tzadik Tes, that the halacha is that if you can't have kavana, you shouldn't daven at all. So some want to try to explain that the Shulchan Aruch is actually differentiating between an individual who can have kavana by the first three brachas, there the Shulchan Aruch allows him to daven, versus someone who can't have kavana even by the first three brachas, where the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't let him daven. It's a nice teretz, but it doesn't say it anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. If we go back to the halacha that we're learning in today's shir, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll read the words again, V'achshav ein anu nisharim b'kozeh, m'neish ein anu mecham n'kokach b'tfilah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate here between the first three brachas or any of the other brachas. So perhaps the way to understand this is as follows. Of course, a person is supposed to daven with kavana to the best of his ability, as we just learned in our Gemara, and as the Shulchan Aruch taught us. But as the Shulchan Aruch also says, it's very difficult for most people to be able to have the proper kavana. So, we also, in our shiurim, in Masecht Brachos, quoted the famous vort of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker in the Chedushei Grach on Rambam Perek Dal Mehilchos Tefila says that as long as one recognizes that he's standing in front of Hashem, that's called kavana. So maybe that's the way to understand the halacha. Of course, the best way to daven is to daven with absolute, complete kavana. If one can't daven with that absolute, complete kavana, the halacha will be, given that nowadays, as the Shulchan Aruch and all the Rishonim say, it's difficult to achieve that absolute kavana. If at least you have kavana, and you have the recognition that you're standing in front of Hashem, then you could daven. But if you don't have even that ability, and that's the case perhaps of the chayla, that he's so sick that he maybe can't even recognize that he's standing in front of Hashem, so that is not called tefillah under any circumstances, and such a person shouldn't daven. And there may be a raya to this concept. The raya to this concept is, because we know that the minig of Ashkenazi Jews in Chutz Laaretz is that we don't do Nesias Kapayim all year round. We only do it on Yom Tovim. And the reason is because to do Nesias Kapayim properly, you have to have Kavana. You have to have Simcha. And we in Chutz Laaretz don't have that level of Simcha that the Kohanim could do Nesias Kapayim all year round. But the question is, the Kohanim have a mitzvah to do Nesias Kapayim. So if the Kohanim have a mitzvah to do Nesias Kapayim, how could they just not do it because they don't have Simcha? Why is Nesias Kapayim different than Tefillah? The answer may be that by Tefillah, as we have the word of Reb Chaim, as long as you know that your dad is standing in front of Hashem, that's called Tefillah. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, as long as you have that minimum amount of Kavanah, of course, as our Gemara just taught us, we're supposed to try to achieve a much higher level of Kavanah. But if you can't achieve the higher level, as long as you know you're standing in front of Hashem, that is enough. But by Nesias Kapayim, there is no such concept. And the only way you could duchen is with the Simcha. And if you don't have the Simcha, you can't do Nesias Kapayim. But to summarize, the halacha is that one should try to daven in a place that's conducive to Kavanah. He should do everything in his ability to daven with Kavanah. Certainly, for the first three brachas of the Shemona Esrei, is it so very important. But as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, if you can't, as long as you realize that you're standing in front of Hashem, you should daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear all of our tefillahs.